Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I'm often asked how we can reduce or eliminate this communication breakdown between the three channels inside the sales organization, the sales team, the sales executives, and the rest of the executive team. And I see this as a two-part solution. One, you need to have better communication between the sales team and the sales executive or the sales leadership. And you do that through regular and consistent coaching and communication. Most sales VPs or sales leaders do not meet with their sales teams often enough. Oh, sure, you might see them every day. You might walk by them in the hallway. You might talk to them on the phone, but you don't sit down and have an objective conversation about the pipeline, the leads, what's closing, what's not closing. And as a result, you never get good, solid information. So the first step is always making sure that you schedule one-on-one time with every member of your team. So whoever is the direct manager needs to be meeting with their team one-on-one once a week for around 30 minutes. If it requires an hour early on, it might, but 30 minutes at a minimum. That time is used to do a deep dive into the pipeline, to really get objective answers and to ask the tough questions about what's stopping them from moving ahead, or of course, to congratulate them and get them doing more of what they're doing right. Second piece of communication needs to happen in a team setting, once a week with the whole team and the manager, to really share success stories, to brainstorm on skills that need developed, and to brainstorm on tough prospects or clients about moving forward. And that's more of an informational meeting. You don't want to provide coaching to the group or coaching one-on-one in front of the group. That needs to be reserved for a one-on-one session. So once a sales leader is armed with that information, he now has subjective information that he's checked and double-checked that he can deliver to his executive team. He's not going on gut. He's not going on the subjectivity or the assumptions that you might be making when you're looking at a sales pipeline. So it all starts with that one-on-one session with your team, then the session with the group, and then reporting in on a weekly basis to your executive team, giving them a heads up about what's happening, what's coming, what's being lost, and updating that pipeline on a regular basis. The worst thing a sales leader can do is blindside their executive team by delivering information at the end of the quarter that's wildly inconsistent with what the expectations have been all quarter. If you've got to deliver bad news, it has to be done early. If you're going to deliver good news, it should be done early as well.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.